So this is Doug, and the views expressed here on Who's Right Podcast are those expressly written in consent by the NFL.
Everybody's gonna find something out about you. Doesn't matter if any part of it's true.
Introducing No Deodorant December. This month, don't wear deodorant to combat everyday sexism. Women's deodorant and other products are priced higher than men's products. Also, a white woman will earn only 78 cents to a white man's dollar. A black woman will only earn 68 cents, and a Hispanic woman only 58 cents. We are expected to buy higher priced products with less money. There are women out there that risk getting fired or not getting a promotion for not complying to patriarchal beauty standards that are enforced on all women. We need to bring awareness to this, which is why we shouldn't wear deodorant for the whole month of December, or longer if you wish. We need to send a message to men that we will not force ourselves to buy higher priced products and that we are tired of everyday sexism. I urge you not to wear deodorant to show solidarity with your fellow women and work against the patriarchy. I want this to be a big movement, so I want the word spread as far as possible. Join me for this month of hashtag No Deodorant December.
Hashtag No Deodorant December. Hashtag Intersectional Feminism. Hashtag Intersectionality. Hashtag Women's Rights. Hashtag Wage Gap. Hashtag Everyday Sexism. Hashtag Patriarchy. Hashtag Show Solidarity. Hashtag LGBT. Hashtag LGBT. Hashtag
Flip.
Ligabit.
So I wanted to do my part to dismantle the patriarchy and get this out.
Hold
there.
On. Does that say hashtag lick a butt?
Yes, it does. If it doesn't,
hashtag
it should.
LGBT is it ligabut?
Ligabut. That's the new thing. Hashtag lick a butt.
I just came across this tweet last night that I thought was probably the funniest line that I've heard in a long time, and it was, "You won't know I pooped. You won't know I just pooped until you eat my ass."
What the fuck?
Yeah, I thought it was funny.
That is funny. That's great.
So I got a couple comments about this, unless you had something.
I didn't know if you wanted to pick this apart or if you wanted to move on. There's a lot going on here.
I can't help
here.
But pick it apart. That's what I do. So I think if you look at the... whatever, the translation from American dollars to Mexican dollars or whatever it's called. I think that's about right, isn't it? 68 cents for a Hispanic woman? Isn't that about what the
going rate is? That's what I was going to say. This is one of those things where you just start typing and you're like, 78 cents to a white man's dollar and, let's see, 68 cents and 58 cents. Where do you even come up with this shit?
Okay, so I do think it's true that women's products cost more than men's. I think that is a true statement. I read something on Facebook. I don't care. But if I was...
The last time I bought women's deodorant, it was the same price as men's deodorant.
But I do know that if I was to be in that situation... then I would just grab the cheaper one. If it bothered me that much, I would just grab the men's deodorant. I mean, isn't it just powdered aluminum and fragrances?
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So I'm assuming that... Never mind.
Please go on.
I'm assuming that they price them higher because they just assume the men are going to buy them anyways for their women.
No, I had that same thought that why do they care how much money they make? Because the men are the one that's going to go to the store and I mean, they're going to use the men's money, right?
Right. Women don't make money. I was talking to somebody about something feminism, and his response was, should have never gave him the right to vote. We fucked up there. That's fucking horrible.
So I urge you not to wear deodorant to show solidarity with your fellow women and work against the patriarchy. That's good.
Is it?
Yes.
So the way I look at it, if I was single... and I was looking for somebody to date, I want you to do this so that I know right away where you stand, that I will never date you. That's what I want. I want like a big red X on your chest so that I know to stay away. Good. Do this. This is great.
Between don't shave your armpits, don't shave your legs. It sounds like they're trans.
Right.
So I would think that.
Except for they shave their heads. What's that? They can't shave their armpits, but they shave their heads. What the fuck?
I don't. Whatever. This country sucks.
I have to. When I read something like this, I have to think that this person is 12 and confused. And if that's the case, I just feel bad for making fun of him. But if this person is like in their 20s, 30s, you need to practice tying your shoes, not write this dumb bullshit.
I don't know. So in all seriousness, how old do you think they are, and what problems do you think they're facing? Like, it's hard for me to wrap my head around that there's somebody that went and did all this research on 68 cents for a black woman and 52 cents, whatever the fuck it was, to a white man's dollar. Like, where can you type in?
That was the best part, too, a white man's dollar.
I mean, so, like, that's something that's a hashtag right there, hashtag white man's dollar.
So it's just funny to me how it comes out to exactly 10 cents less for each race. None of this is backed up by anything other than, well, this is what I think. I'll just make something up. Nobody'll ever call me out on it.
So what if we just start saying that it's unfair that a midget's dollar is worth $1.12 of a regular white man's dollar?
Yeah.
You know, no, so think about it. Okay, so there is something to this. It's not fair that if a midget holds a dollar in his hands, mm-hmm. or her hands, I guess, mm-hmm. it's bigger than if I hold it in my hands.
Their quarter is bigger than my quarter.
There's something to this. I haven't figured out what it is, but it's something along the lines of, like, we need to have the same ratio of our dollars and cents as midgets do to their dollars and cents, because their dollars...
We need to make smaller dollars for midget.
Yes. So if you got a midget stripper, it looks like she's holding a huge dollar, and it's not fair to the regular white women strippers.
So now we're going to make stubby little dollars for their stubby little fingers. God, our show is fucking just off the rails already. What did the little people ever do to us?
What did they do? They stole our grown-up dollars.
Give me back my grown-up dollars.
All right.
Oh, boy. How did that happen? How the fuck did that happen? Oh, my God. You never know what you're going to get, I guess. Perfect. All right. So stink it up, ladies.
And don't forget to give us our dollar back.
Exactly.
You should. Where did this article or this post come from?
I found it on a subreddit that trolls Tumblr.
Oh. So we should change this post, just rewrite it, and and make it about dwarfs and midgets. You know, a dwarf's dollar is 112 cents to a white man's dollar. And a midget's, and then like an elf. What's the smallest little person? What are they called?
I don't know. Like there's dwarfs, midgets, elves, hobbits, gnomes.
Yeah, gnomes. Like a yard gnome's dollar. A yard gnome's dollar is like $2.50, you know, compared to my big fucking meat hooks.
How did we get to comparing midgets to yard gnomes from this?
Why do you got to stop?
How did that happen?
Why do you got to derail it, man? We were onto something here.
I'm just trying to figure out the transition. I want to be able to replicate this comedy gold.
What? I got it.
All right.
If I identify as a yard gnome, is my money worth more?
Yeah. Yes.
What about a lawn jockey? Are those? So we had a Falcon. We played Falcon's music last week.
Yeah.
Dakine, right. So Dakine. One, he had a great sense of humor. No, that wasn't last week. It was a week before. Last week was The Honest Man.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But yeah, he had a great sense of humor. And one thing I couldn't get over is, like, his fans are engaged like a motherfucker. So as soon as he would just say, hey, I'm on this show, it was like, boom, 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 boom. You know, fucking retweets and notifications and likes.
Yeah.
And, dude, Falcon's got bitches on his dick.
Maybe I should start writing music like that.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, is we should just give up this whole podcast bullshit and start singing Dakine. We just start doing whatever Dakine. He does.
Yeah. Just doing whatever he does. We'll start a Falcon cover band. We could tour the fucking country, man.
Just follow along behind wherever he's at. We'll just show up a week later.
Yep. Yeah, we know Dakine. Come on.
Falcon cover, man. That's fucking great. I don't know why I thought that was so fucking funny. I'm breaking character here. I was actually
breaking character. Don't break character now.
All right. Well, God. Thank you to everybody. Thanks, Falcon and the Honest Man.
And Falcon's bitches. That's cool, too. Thanks.
Yeah. I assume that the crowd that he's playing to is not the same as the crowd that listens to us. But you know Dakine.
We're winning over hearts and minds, man. Come on.
End of this show, we have a band called Traverse the Abyss. I think that they are, what would you call them, like country?
Yep. Pop country.
Pop country, yes. Traverse the Abyss. The song that we're going to be playing is called Battle Cry. It is, so this is the type of music that I like. This is, if I'm driving to work in the morning, this is what I'm listening to.
Really?
Oh, absolutely. Wow.
So I can get in on this. That's good stuff, but not on my way to work.
Oh yeah, that
after a long day at work, I can get in on it then, but on the way in, I'm more of a mellow, you know, you got to wake up into the day, and this would just kind of slam your face into the day.
And that's exactly so on the way home, I listen to if I'm not listening to podcasts, I'm listening to like mellow Barry Manilow.
So we're like exactly opposite.
Yeah, so my brain's usually so fried when I'm coming home from work that I can't think of the word.
Stimulation?
Right. I want no stimulation. I just want to get home without hitting anybody. On the way into work, I'm full on metal mode, man. And Traverse the Abyss is, you know, like, it's like they're speaking to me.
It reminded me of like a little bit like old school Metallica, didn't it? I mean, didn't it kind of sound like that? I mean, until he started singing.
Maybe until they started singing, but I'll be honest with you. I wasn't when I first started listening to the song, right off the first 10, 15 seconds, I was like, yeah, great. It's another Twitter band.
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's hilarious. Yeah, I mean, because it kind of starts off the same, you know what I mean? But then it just gets right into it. You know?
Yeah. They just get in and fuck the shit out of the music, man. They just fuck it.
Yep. Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I was very surprised when you sent that to me. I was like, oh. And then I listened to it, and I was very pleasantly surprised.
So, why don't you play play like 10 seconds of the song so people know what they're in for. I'm sure there's a lot of people that are into this type of music, and I know I'm one of them. So, yeah, just play a little bit right here. I I fucking love it.
Hell yeah.
All right, anyway, stay tuned after the show. And
I'll play the whole song after the show.
Yeah, you can find them at Traverse. What the fuck is this? That don't even make any fucking sense. The name of the group is Traverse the Abyss, and it's at Traverse E.T. Abyss, I guess. Fuck, I don't fucking know. Just search Traverse the Abyss or something. Fuck. I think the lead singer.
Way to promote.
Well, you know, I can't do that, but the lead singer. So you can also find them on Spotify, Google Play, CD, Baby, and Bandcamp. They're out of Scranton, PA, which is All right, I'm over that shit. All right.
Yeah. All right.
Give them a listen. I love that fucking band. So recently we were on Shooting the Shiznit, that wrestling podcast that we've interacted with in the past. So you tell me what your thoughts were, and I'm going to see if I can find his Twitter handle just to put it out there.
My thoughts were that guy likes to talk. And it was 8:30 in the morning, and I don't know, maybe I wasn't quite awake yet, but he talks a lot.
That's it. That's all you got away from it. You hung up.
That's all I got.
You hung up the phone, and you thought, he talks a lot.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Is that not what you thought?
No. So before I forget, his Twitter handle is Shooting Shiznit BT at Comic Book Mark BT. I wonder what BT stands for.
That's what I was just going to ask you. Big time?
Sure. Yeah, big time.
Big tits.
Shooting the Shiznit, big tits. So my thought on it was, one, he knows how to podcast.
Yes.
So don't you already had your fucking chance. Shut the fuck up.
Yes.
So he knows.
I'm just piggybacking on what you say.
He knows how to podcast, and he's a lot more organized than what we are. You know, there was like an introduction of, okay, I'm going to say this, and then I want you to be quiet for this long, and then you're going to come on, and then you're going to do this. And the whole time I'm sitting here thinking, you know, fuck, we just get on and start talking and then hang up.
Yeah. I was thinking to myself, is this how it's supposed to work? Never experienced anything like this before. That's what I'm saying. He was talking, but I mean, he was saying things like, we just talk and don't say anything. We talk for 45 minutes and we haven't even started our show yet.
And the beauty of it is that to me, I felt engaged in the conversation. I didn't feel like it was a forced conversation. I felt comfortable. So much so that I think I want to just shut down this podcast and just talk to him once a week. And
about wrestling?
No, I don't want to talk about wrestling. I think I spewed all my wrestling knowledge right beforehand, you know.
I think me and you should start a wrestling podcast. We should brand it as a wrestling podcast. Never mention wrestling. Just the same, do exactly what we do now, but just call it a wrestling podcast.
What if we call it Shooting the Shiznit Bigger Tits?
Perfect. I'm in. I'm in. I'm so in. Our tits are bigger than yours, Shiznit guy.
Love my mama. So that's
he
what
was,
we can do. You know,
he
we,
was
we,
a super nice guy. I liked being on his show, man. It was good.
Yeah, I'd go on again. I'd have a conversation with him again. That was fun.
Yeah. Like I said, it was early in the morning, and it was probably me. I just wasn't awake yet and wasn't, I don't know. I don't think I came off really well.
All right. What else we got? Are we done?
Yep. See you later, everybody. That's a good show.
Next week is when we will be giving away the T-shirt from Don't Buy This Stuff. And we'll give it away on the show, so you have to fucking listen to it to find out if you won. Go over to on Twitter, Don't Buy This Stuff. Stuff only has one F, and you'll be winning the Fuck You Shirt or something. It's like I'm rapidly losing steam, and we haven't even fucking started the show. Let's just end it at the midget.
We can go back to talking about midgets if you want.
Yeah, I seem to get a fire under my ass when we talk about midgets.
Yeah, the little guys fire you up, man. What do you...
You know what? Maybe. So I was going to start talking about this dress code from that bar in.
Yeah.
And I think I just answered the question. So I was going to pose a question to you. I was going to read this dress code, and I want you to tell me either who they're trying to keep out or who they are wanting to let into their establishment. But okay. I think the answer is midgets. I think midgets
will... You haven't even read it yet, and it's midgets.
All right. So Wait,
is that who they're keeping out or is that who they want in?
I think that's who they want in.
All right. We're going in with that in mind.
Here we go. I got to resize this so I can read it. It's a shitty picture. All right. Dress code. Will maintain a classy atmosphere and reserves the right to refuse service to anyone. A high standard of dress is required at all times. Dress code is on a case-by-case basis and is at the sole discretion of our staff in all instances. The door's staff's decision is final. If denied entry, changing your appearance will not change the decision. The following lists are guidelines and are subject to change at any time without notice. All right.
What the fuck?
So even if you fuck up the dress code, go to your car and change, you still can't come in. All right. First and foremost, no bad attitudes or behavior.
Well, what does that have to do with the dress code?
I don't know. No excessively baggy, sagging, ripped, dirty, frayed, overly flashy, or bright clothing. So
what the fuck?
No matching colors of the shoes, hat, and or shirt.
What?
No Hawaiian, tie-dye, floral, skull, prints, or anything else obnoxious.
No prints?
Nope. No gang attire, leather cuts, colors, or insignias, and no camouflage.
No camouflage.
No embellishments or statement jackets, t-shirts, beanies, or hats. No rude, vulgar, or offensive clothing. No overly large purses or bags. Backpacks must be coat checked if available. No skateboards, hoverboards, or animals.
All right.
No plain white t-shirts. No long tees. No denim. No flannel.
What?
not even around the waist. Or zippers on shirts.
What?
No cut. I'm not done.
What the fuck, man?
No cutoff shirts, deep V-necks, undershirts, or mesh shirts. Tank tops are only allowed before 6 p.m. No sports jerseys, except during games and if it's the appropriate team.
Oh, my God.
No shearling. I don't know what that is. Fur.
I don't either.
No fur. No leather. No jean jackets. No short sleeve hoodies or overly long hoodies. No puffer or quilted jackets or vests, and no novelty sweaters. No hoodies underneath shirts or jackets. No overalls, no cargo pants, no bleach or stone-washed or acid-washed or off-colored or leather pants. No joggers, no drop-crotch pants or pants with numerous zippers. No athletic wear like Under Armour, sweats, gym shorts. No compression pants underneath shorts.
What? Now you're telling me what I can't wear under my clothes?
No rolled-up jeans, no jean shorts, and other shorts must be longer than your knees. No Jordans. This is under shoes. No Jordans. No
they
Nike.
They got a whole section on shoes.
Hold on. No Jordans, no Nike, no Air Max, no Air Force Ones, no high tops, no high socks or athletic sneakers. Chucks and Vans are allowed. Shoes are required at all times. No sandals. No dress boots. If you're wearing no work boots and dress boots, blah, blah, blah. No work boots and dress boots must be fully laced up. No hats. Okay, so that's it. Who the fuck is going to get into this bar?
Wow. So no, that's pretty much everything that anybody wears ever. So I have to imagine that that's a joke, right? It has to be.
And then, so this came up on my Facebook feed, and it wasn't a friend of mine, but it was a friend of a friend. And, you know, so he wasn't allowed in this bar because he had visible tattoos. That's why he got kicked out. And then on his way out, he snapped a picture of the dress code.
Oh, so it's real.
Yes, this is real.
That is fucked. How the fuck can you run a business that way?
Well, it is a classy atmosphere.
Sounds like it.
So the only thing in here that I agree with is hoverboards.
No hoverboards and no... Out of all that, just don't bring your fucking hoverboard.
Well,
so if you run a business, go ahead.
When you're out and about and you see some fucking douchebag on one of them hoverboards, don't you just want to throw a fucking broomstick in front of it so he pulls a Mike Tyson and falls?
Yes. Yes, I do. That's like the new version of the fucking Heelys. Remember those?
Oh, fuck. I hated them things.
Oh, God, yeah. For anybody that doesn't know, those are the fucking shoes that have the wheels in the heels. The wheels in the back of the shoes.
It was just a different,
I fucking hated them.
Different douchey generation. But
Yep.
So you said it right there. You can wear Heelys. It doesn't say you can't.
Yeah, you can wear. You can skate your Heelys right in there.
And it does. I wonder if this is like a nudist bar. Because it doesn't say anything about... It's basically, here's the clothes you can't wear, everything.
I'm just going to wear just a tie. That's it. Just a tie.
A tie and Heelys.
A tie and Heelys. No long socks.
That is interesting. I think you can find it on Facebook at wedontwantyouatourbar.com.
Perfect. Don't buy this stuff. We don't want you at our bar. All right, so I found this article. I guess, supposedly, there's a band called Pine Grove. I've never heard of the band. Have you ever heard of that band?
Absolutely not.
Okay. So this says, Pine Grove singer accused of sexual coercion, band cancels tour, taking some time off. Now, I'm not going to read this article. I just wanted to read a couple of excerpts from, he wrote a letter stating his apology for sexual coercion. And this is only part of it. I should have more actively acknowledged my position of power as a public figure and also as a man. I have always tried to approach all of my relationships under the premise of equality, but I see now more clearly the inherent privilege of my gender and the accumulated privilege of being a recognized performer most certainly impacted this interaction. And in reflecting on the interaction with other people I've met through music, I see I could have been better there too. I have been flirtatious with fans and on a few occasions been intimate with people that I've met on tour. I've reached the conclusion now that that's not ever appropriate, even if they initiate it. There will always be an unfair power dynamic at play in these situations, and it's not okay for me to ignore that. I am also led to something that I said regarding all this that I regret immensely. I said that I could sense who from the crowd would be interested in sleeping with me based on how they watched me perform. This comment applies such a dark layer to my interactions with people after our sets. Nobody coming to a concert deserves to be evaluated based on their sexual potential by a performer. I absolutely crossed a line with that comment and that behavior, and I am so sorry.
So he got busted for cheating or something, right? I mean, something happened that isn't, nope. Isn't that why everybody gets into music is... to get people backstage?
Yes. So my problem is that we're getting to a point where the rest of this article goes on to explain that he was in a relationship with a woman and he thought it was more serious than she thought it was, and he thought they were going to have sex and she didn't.
That's not what I got out of it. That's not what I got out of it.
That's what I got out of it. What do you think?
I read the article and I thought it was he had a consensual relationship with this woman.
Yes.
And they had sex several times over the course of months.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she was saying that she was coerced into, because of his fame, she felt pressured into having sex with him.
Yeah.
Several times over the course of months.
They were in a relationship, and from his confession of sexual coercion, he feels like he coerced her into having sex with him because he's famous. So I don't know if people know this. I'm going to drop a little piece of like biology. In order for our species to keep going, we have to have sex with women as men. I don't know if people know that or not, you know. It just seems like every single thing now is rape, and any kind of sexual activity is bad.
I wonder if I should come out with a public apology.
To me?
No.
fuck you.
No, I'm serious. So, you know, when me and my wife have sex, I wonder if she's doing it because of how popular the podcast is and she feels...
She's not having sex with me. What do you mean?
she feels intimidated into having sex with me because I'm such a fucking internet sensation.
Probably.
You know, we've been married for 20 years and
finally, you're finally getting laid.
and it's only because of it's only because she wants to be close to Falcon.
That's funny because my wife said she really wants to meet this Jasmine Kane.
That fucking bitch.
Oh my god.
Oh fuck. My wife's using me to get next to the honest man. Hey, could you tell him I said hi?
Oh, that's fucking great. Oh,
you know, I completely forgot. I wanted to start the show. You took over right away with reading your no deodorant December thing. Uh-huh. I wanted to say thanks to Peter Norica for the theme song.
Yeah.
Check him out.
Check out his stuff if you like our song. I mean, you hear it every week if you listen to the show.
Okay.
If you like it, go buy his album.
What are we doing? We're going on like 6 months now of using that as a theme
with
song?
Him? I think it's been that long, yeah. I mean, it feels like it.
You think it's time that he writes us a new one?
Yes. Absolutely.
You know, maybe something that says our fucking name in it.
Yeah. Yeah, do that, Mr. Norica. Please. We'll make you famous.
What if we could get... Okay, so this is going to take a lot of work, so we won't do it. But
all right.
What if we write our own lyrics and we get him to sing it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm in. You think that I think him and Shiznit should do a fucking duet for us, like a fucking Kenny Rogers, Dolly Parton type duet.
What song did they do? Like, was it Islands in the Stream?
Yes.
Islands in the Stream. Sunday, come to Sunday. Steel Cage.
Yes. I think we just, right, that's a smash hit right there, man.
Everybody's gonna come on Sunday. Love my mama. All right. So speaking of sexual coercion, have you had a chance to listen to the song Baby It's Cold Outside? And I mean really listen to it.
I was going to say, if I have the chance, you mean in passing heard it, then yes. Other than that, no.
So it's a traditional Christmas song, I guess.
Yes.
Right? Yep. It's right up there with other traditional Christmas songs that I can't think of the name of.
It's right up there with other traditional Christmas songs. That was fucking clever.
So it's basically, on the surface, I've always just looked at it as a loving couple, right?
Yeah, yeah. So last year for Christmas, they had some old singer and Lady Gaga doing some commercial with that, singing that song. Do you remember that?
Absolutely not.
Okay. That's the only reason I remember this song is because Lady Gaga and some old famous singer were singing it.
But
I don't even remember what they were selling.
So what triggered this is somebody on Twitter, and it was somebody, I don't even know who the fuck it was, but they had said something about, you know, in these times of our the way our nation is right now, can you play a different Christmas song than Baby It's Cold Outside? There are a lot less rapey songs out there to choose from. And I thought, here's more of that left fucking social justice warrior bullshit, just picking on something that it can't defend itself.
Yeah.
So I was going to reply back to him and tell him, you know, lighten the fuck up and why don't you pick on some song your own size or something. But so I before I did anything, I read the lyrics.
All right.
And I think he hit the nail on the head. It is a very rapey song. It is
super rapey.
So since neither one of us can sing, I think we're coming up close enough to Christmas by the time this piece of shit comes out that we could probably go through the lyrics.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to play the part of the victim.
I want to play the victim. I thought we decided I was playing the victim.
Oh, all right. Yeah, all right. So I'll be...
If you really want to, I'll let you play the victim.
No. I'll be Rapey McRapester. So just close your eyes. And so here's the way I envision this being, right? So I have drugged you at a bar, and I threw you in my trunk. I've driven you out to a cabin in the woods.
Uh-huh.
And I'm waiting for the Stockholm syndrome to set in to where you'll want to stay. So at this point, you're just trying anything you can to get around me because I'm standing in front of the door. Okay. So you're out in the woods. You're out in the woods. It's snowing.
Uh-huh.
And action. Start the conversation.
I really can't stay.
Baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go away.
It's cold outside.
This evening has been
hoping that you'd drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands. They're just like ice.
My mother will start to worry.
Beautiful, what's your hurry?
My father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace roar.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't hurry.
But maybe just a half a drink more.
Put some records on while I pour.
The neighbors might think.
Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew how.
Your eyes are like starlight now.
To break this spell.
I'll take your hat. Your hair looks so swell.
I ought to say no, 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 sir.
Mind if I move in closer?
At least I'm going to say that I tried.
What's the sense in hurting my pride?
I really can't stay.
Oh, baby, don't hold out.
I'm creeping myself out with this voice.
I simply must go.
Hold on, you caught me out.
Hold on, you caught me off guard.
I'm sorry, baby. I didn't hear what you said.
I simply must go.
But baby, it's cold outside.
The answer is no.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Your welcome has been.
How lucky that you dropped in.
So nice and warm.
Look out the window at this dawn.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be at the door.
Waves upon the tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is vicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
But maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I've got to get home.
Baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
You've really been grand.
I thrill when you touch my hand.
But don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
There's bound to be talk tomorrow.
Think of my lifelong sorrow.
At least there will be plenty implied.
What if you got pneumonia and died?
I really can't stay.
Get over that, old out.
What the fuck? I feel like I was just violated. Yowza.
Yowzer, that's what you got out of that?
I feel violated. I'm a little bit sweaty and...
What if you got pneumonia and died?
Wow. That was super uncomfortable.
So Merry Christmas, everybody.
Oh, fuck. All right. That's just a little rapey. I think anything would sound rapey with that voice, though. I think you should read fucking Rudolph. Sound rapey in the Rudolph.
To be honest with you, I don't even know where that came from. It was.
I do. You've been practicing that one for years.
All right, yeah. So speaking of rapey.
Speaking of rapey. Oh, shit.
It sounds like there's some controversy over Sleeping Beauty.
Yeah. Mother demands school ban Sleeping Beauty because princess does not give consent to be kissed.
Fuck.
That's all I had to say to you. All you got to do is read the fucking headline of these articles and you're just like, I don't know if I can handle another one of these. I don't think I can put myself through reading this garbage, you know?
Completely ridiculous. Sleeping Beauty is a century-old story about a cursed princess who was awakened by her true love's first kiss. Somehow the left is afraid that this sweet and harmless story will turn little boys into violent rapists. That's where that voice came
from.
How
old is this? Yeah. How old is this story of Sleeping Beauty?
I don't know. It's probably something we could have looked up before we started recording. So I wonder if that's what happened with Ted Bundy, if like his mom read him Sleeping Beauty and it turned him into a fucking rapist.
Yep. That's all it takes. You rape 15 women and you're like, what do you expect? My mom read me Sleeping Beauty. It's bound to turn out this way.
Right.
So the last line here says, this is a sad example of the state of our society, as the left is perpetrating the myth that men are sexual predators who must be stopped at all costs, while women and the LGBT lick butt community are able to...
I love it.
The lick butt community are able to celebrate the traits that come with their gender. Men are told that from a young age that their masculinity is toxic and that they should fight against it as much as possible. That statement is, I couldn't agree more. That's exactly what we've come to.
I kind of want to jump to something, and it seems out of place, but
okay,
it has to do with the lick butt community.
Every time, that's fucking funny.
So in case you didn't catch it when we were talking about it before, so LGBT+, right? So LGBT, if you read it out as a word, lick butt. All right. So now it's not just the LGBTQ, it's the LGBTQIAPK. That is a true thing. And right. But the problem
exactly.
with it is that we are now, and I think everybody is now part of this community by default, because they keep adding these, you know, I don't even know what lesbian, gay, bi, trans, queer, and then IAPK. So I'm going to go through.
Process Kanban?
Yes.
That was an inside joke. Sorry.
So, actually, it crossed my mind I was going to say that. And I'm like, nah, nobody will get it.
No, nobody will get it.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. There's three industrial engineers out there going, oh, that's funny shit.
I like this show.
Because I'm sure this is what they're listening to.
Yeah.
So, by default now, we are under the umbrella of the LGBTQIAPK community.
So, which one am I?
So here, I'll get to it. So I'm just going to read, L is for lesbian. G is for gay. I'll even read the descriptions. And then you can say, okay, there I am when it comes to it, all right?
All right.
Ready? All right, so L is for lesbian. Lesbians are people who identify as female, who are attracted to others who identify as female.
All right.
G is for
That's
gay.
That's not me.
Okay. G is for gay. Although it's usually used when talking about men, the word gay simply means anyone who's attracted to people of the same sex.
All right.
B is for bisexual. Bisexuals are people who are attracted to both the male and female sex. There's a huge sliding scale in this one. Bisexuals can fancy men a lot and women only a little. They can fancy mostly women, but occasionally men. The possibilities are endless.
When can they fancy feast?
All right.
All right. So stupid, I can't even get a laugh. All right.
T is for transgender. This one's a long one. When a person is transgender, it means that they are born a certain sex but identify as a certain gender. If you're born as the gender you identify as, then you're known as cis. I hate that. Feeling trapped in the wrong body can lead to mental health problems, and a 2014 American survey said that a shocking 41% of transgender people have attempted to commit suicide. Things are slowly changing, though, with MX, a gender-neutral title. I hate that. Being introduced as an option on official forms from last year. We're also starting to see more transgender people in the public eye with it. Actress and activist Laverne Cox on the Cox on the cover of Time magazine. Caitlyn Jenner getting everyone talking, and Jazz Jennings. Who the fuck is Jazz Jennings?
Who's Laverne Cox?
Cox starting their own TV show, just to name a few. Q is for queer. Queer is used as a very inclusive term for anyone in the LGBT plus community. Choosing to identify as queer can mean individuals don't have to belong to a more specific category if they aren't sure of their sexuality or gender, or simply don't want to any other label. Neat.
Neat.
All right, so here we go. So you're still good? You're not under this umbrella?
Nope, not yet.
All right. I is for intersex. When someone is intersex, it means they are both a certain gender, but their sexual or reproductive anatomy is from the opposite sex. For example, someone who was born a woman may have genitalia that looks like a mix of both male and female genitalia. Or it could be as unnoticeable as equally male and female chromosomes in their DNA. Is that you?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Do you have a big clip?
I have a wiener.
All right. A is for asexual. When a person is asexual, it simply means that they aren't very sexually attracted to either sex and have generally low level of interest and desire to take part in sexual activities.
That's definitely not me.
All right. P is for pansexual. When someone is pansexual, it means they are attracted to people regardless of their gender. They are attracted to individuals rather than one particular gender or sexuality, and that can be whomever they fancy. Is that you?
No.
All right. P is also for polygamous or polygamous, polyromous, whatever. People who identify as polygamous have consenting open relationships with more than one person at a time.
I wish this was me, but it's not.
Okay. K is for kink. Kink is about those who have kinky fantasies. This could involve BDSM, bondage, discipline, or sadomasochism, where sexual fantasies include anything from tying each other up in the bedroom to altogether more painful exercises, or anything else. If you've heard of 50 Shades of Grey, and we're assuming that you probably have, kink is that sultry Mr. Grey is into. No matter what you think of the book, it certainly raises awareness about the kink community. So there we have it. But there are more letters, more sexualities, more identities out there, whatever, head to Stonewall, blah, 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 to get it clued up. So I think that K for kink is everybody. I think everybody's got a kink.
Yeah.
So by you default, think so? They are. Yes. Kink is anything outside of the norm, correct?
Yeah, that's true.
Right. So anything other than a male and a female having sex.
Yeah.
Everybody's
like straight vanilla missionary position sex.
I mean, just because there's videos out there now of people fucking goats and shit doesn't mean that, you know, like people that are into facials, right? Yeah. That's a kink.
Oh. I suppose you don't really think of something as a kink if it's just normal.
15 guys standing around a girl blasting on her face is normal.
Huh. I guess not when you put it that way.
Fucking mascara running down and gagging and choking.
So remember when like doggy style was like, oh my God, how kinky. Just oh God.
Now if you don't have 8 fingers in her butt, it's nothing.
Exactly. Scratching the back of her teeth. That's
if you ain't eating Fruit Loops out of somebody's asshole, you're a pussy.
I wonder if that's the conversation they have in the fucking locker rooms now. So did you get in that ass yet? Did you get that fucking Fruit Loops in that ass yet?
I didn't, but you know, she's pretty tame. The only thing she'll do is stick a paintbrush up her fucking pee hole. She's a prude.
She's a prude.
I this last week I put a couple surveys up on Twitter.
Yeah.
One of them was, should white people, should you feel guilty if you're white or for being white or whatever? Yeah. And it was overwhelmingly, no, there was not one person that said yes. So what I was trying to do is gauge who interacts with us and if they, if they align with our line of thinking.
Sure.
And I thought for sure somebody would say yes, you know, but because I think, as far as I know, I think all poll results on Twitter are anonymous. I don't know that you can see who voted for what. And if you can't, I haven't figured it out.
Okay.
But the other one, which I thought was more telling, was would you have sex with a woman that used to be a man? And that was based off of a conversation that we had on that week's show.
Yeah. Yeah, this one surprised me.
Yeah, me too.
So 52% of the people, there was 52 votes. So 52% of those said yes, if she's hot. And 8% said maybe if I was drunk.
Okay, so that's 60%.
That's
right?
Yes, that's 60%.
And then
the other
and you know what? I didn't think about it until after I'd already posted it, and I didn't think enough. I didn't care enough to go back and fix it. But the way the poll was worded was heavily slanted to where you should have said no. Just because it was yes if she's hot, maybe if I was drunk, no I'm not gay. So that third one, no if I'm not gay, is saying that if you say yes you're gay, right?
Yeah, is that not true? If you have sex with a man, aren't you? Doesn't that make you gay? So, what am I missing here?
So here's what's funny, right? So I put this poll up, and I went back and checked on it a couple times. But so you know, the environment I work in is, let's say it's business oriented. I guess I don't know how else you want to say it, but I interact with a lot of people.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I was sitting there and I was talking to some very, very wealthy people who have a lot of say into how my future looks.
Okay.
And I was sitting there like, in my mind, it's like, what if this person is trans and they have a pussy? and I'm sitting there replaying our conversation and then making up my own conversation. And I'm envisioning a fucking pussy on these guys. So I think I'm gay.
Oh. I thought you were gay for a long time, if that makes you feel any better.
But it was only for like 3 minutes where I became, I guess, as they say, laser focused. I couldn't get my mind off anything other than our podcast. and at that moment, it was because of this poll. And I'm just envisioning every person that I interact with as having a man pussy, a man made pussy that
is all a man made pussy. Is hairy on the inside.
I've got some issues I've got to work through, man.
It's not you, it's the rest of the world.
I am a sick fuck.
Oh my god. Yeah. So we kind of know where the people who who follow you are kind of skewed now.
They're part of the lick butt community, I think.
Yeah, I guess they are.
So speaking of which,
I was just gonna say, I would almost bet that there's a generational divide. Like people that are, I don't know, I'd say in their early to mid 20s, they just don't care. They'll have sex with trans people. People that are older won't. Right? I mean, do you see that? It seems like a generational thing.
Yeah, but I think it's. So that's probably one of the good things about what they call millennials, is that I think they're a lot less judgy than how we were raised.
A lot less what?
Judgy.
Okay.
I think that's a good thing. I think that...
Do you really?
Yes, absolutely. I think it's a good thing.
I was thinking about this the other day. So I'm trying to formulate my thoughts on this so where I don't come off like an asshole. I know I will anyways, but... Do you think that gender dysphoria is a mental illness? Like, if you feel like you were born in the wrong body, do you think that's a mental illness?
You Yeah, so I'm trying to think in all actuality how I feel about it. And I think I don't care. I've never cared enough.
That's not what I asked you, though.
Jack.
Do you think that...
I think my mic's fucking up.
Oh, that's no good. I can hear you just fine.
All right.
Do you think that bipolar is a mental disorder?
Yes. Yeah.
But you care about that. I mean, care. It's we're getting to a point where we're not allowed to care. You know, if we start normalizing things that are possibly a mental disorder, like you think you were born in the wrong body, that is in your head, right? Something is not right in your head.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. I'm not trying to argue about the point. I think we talked about this before, and I don't think my opinion has changed. One, it's hard for me to speak on what somebody else feels. You know, I know that I am a man who is attracted to women. That's all I right. know.
Yeah.
So if somebody is a man who feels like they are a woman who's attracted to men, who am I to tell them that they're not? I don't know what they
nobody.
Feel.
I'm not telling anybody they shouldn't. I'm not nothing like that at all. All I'm saying is that I have two young children. And if we start normalizing this type of thing and putting this shit out there to kids who are so confused about sexuality in the first place, and then this is a viable option now, this is not a fringe idea that happens to some people. This is something that is, well, we have to accept this. Everybody could be trans now. You start teaching that shit to a 10-year-old kid, and you're going to confuse the fuck out of them. And then on top of that, they also bring up, well, 40% suicide rate for trans people. Don't you think that if that's the case, 40% of people who are trans are committing suicide, don't you think you would not want to normalize this?
Maybe I'm thinking too much into this.
I don't know what you just said.
Are you recommending that people that are trans should kill themselves? Is that what I just heard?
No. Okay. No. I'm not even against trans people. I don't care. Like you said, I don't care. But I think when, as a society, we start normalizing things just for the sake of normalizing things.
No, I think as a society, we normalize things so people don't feel ostracized for being different. Right,
but people are different.
No, I'm not arguing with you. I asked you a question. Is that right? Is that why we normalize things? So, if you are different than the norm, if you are a man who is attracted to men,
yes,
do you think that they should be ostracized?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, so I don't even understand what you're saying. So if you're
but there's a difference between not ostracizing something and making something.
No, there is no difference. I mean, I think you stopped yourself because you realized how stupid you were going to sound.
No. I didn't. I just couldn't think of the word. So I don't think they're
Were you looking for the word lick butt?
Yes, I was. they're not going for we need to be not ostracized. They need to be. They're going for we need you to accept this as a viable alternative for everybody. And that's just not the case.
I think it is the case for everybody that feels like they are a man who's identifies as a woman that's trapped in a man's body with women parts.
And how many people do you think that is?
Seven. I think there's seven
of
them
in the world, in the fucking world. 15. But now all of a sudden, 15. You know 50 of them. There's seven in the world, but you know 50 of them. How does that? I mean, how does that work? That's my point.
Do I know 50 of them?
Not you personally. Maybe you know 75 of them.
Well, that's all I surround myself with.
And I don't even know what the fuck I'm saying. I'm just.
I don't know what you're saying either. I think I don't care that. I don't even know what the fuck we're talking about.
But, okay, and I'm going to come off like a total and complete fucking dickhead when I say this, but I don't want my daughter to have gender dysphoria. I don't want my son to have gender dysphoria. Is that a bad thing for me to not want my kids to have that?
No, not at all. But so what you're saying is you don't want your kid to grow up confused emotionally, right?
And so,
what if your daughter comes to you in 5 years and said that she thinks she's gay?
Yeah, but nope. Nothing. I'd say, okay, whatever. I don't care. That doesn't bother me.
Now, what if she comes to you and says, I feel more like I am a boy than a girl?
Okay. That, I mean, it doesn't bother me.
So isn't that gender dysphoria? If she's not sure?
Yes.
So you just...
Yeah, it is gender...
What is she going
to
have?
I don't.
What is she going to have? What is she going to have to do for you to recommend her getting a lobotomy?
When she wakes up this morning, I just when.
Oh God! So you're taking the stance that if somebody is born and they don't feel they're born a man and they feel like they should have been born a woman. You're mm-hmm. telling me that you think that is abnormal, right?
Yes, absolutely I do, yes.
Okay. So
and when you try to normalize it's not normal.
Hold on. So are you telling me that you don't believe that there are times when there's a mix-up in the chromosomes when baby's in utero that maybe they sway one way more than the other, but it just so happened that they were born with a dick?
Yes, absolutely I believe that.
Okay, so then... So by definition, then you are correct. If it's anything less than the norm, it's abnormal, right?
Exactly.
Right. But that abnormal doesn't necessarily mean wrong, and that's what you're saying.
No. No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
So 10 years ago, if you would have said, how many people in America do you think are transgendered 10 years ago? You would have thought a very low number. Now, how many people are transgendered? Everybody. Everybody's transgender now.
No, I don't think everybody is transgender. I think
95% of people. Me and you are the only ones that aren't transgendered anymore.
Well, there's something I got to tell you.
Well.
No, so I understand what you're saying. I just think you're way off base. What you're saying is there's kids that are 12 years old who are just confused as every other 12-year-old is. And
yes.
And they're being told by social media and their parents and everybody else that, hey, maybe even putting it in their heads, hey, it's okay if you want to be whatever part of the lick butt community. And, you know, instead of just saying, listen, your fucking hormones are going crazy and it's normal to not know what's going on because you're having all these emotions that you're not used to.
Yes.
They're saying, here, put this eyeliner on. Wear this dress. And now I'm going to come out on Facebook and say I support my 12-year-old's decision to live as a woman. Right.
And then not only that, but your 12-year-old has social media. So they put it all out there that, well, I'm transgender. So then when they actually figure out how they feel inside, they've been saying to the world that they're transgender for 2 or 3 years. You can't come back from that. Do you understand what I'm saying? You haven't even fully formed as a person, and you're putting yourself out there on social media saying, I'm transgender, I'm this, I'm that. And when you realize that you're not... That's when you're lying to yourself, but you've already put it out there so hard and came out for it so much. How do you come back from that? It is ruined. I think it's ruining people.
So I don't disagree with you on, but that's not what you started this conversation with. You were talking about, and I think you misspoke and you were just retracting. But so that I agree with you, but that is a society problem, correct?
This whole thing is a society problem. Yes. What we normalize as a society, yes.
So do you think people should be punished if the people that are born that way, do you think they should be punished or ostracized?
Fuck no, I don't.
Okay, so as you know, I have a very black and white mindset, right? So if in my mind, you are either ostracized or it's normalized. What's the where is the middle ground? Because I can't see it.
There was up until 5 years ago, there was a middle ground.
No, there wasn't. 5 years ago, as you put it, there was no talk of transgender. There was no talk.
Didn't you ever see Girls, Boys Don't Cry?
What about The Crying Game?
Never saw it.
that was, so I've never seen it either, but I know the punchline. You know, it's a movie about a guy that is transsexual or whatever the fuck they are, but anyway, it's a girl that has a dick, and basically it was an outrage because this girl had a dick or something. Fuck, I don't know, I didn't see it, but that's all there was as far as transgender. And then after that, it was that cowboy movie where they butt fuck in a tent, whatever that is.
That's gay cowboys. That's not transgender. That's just regular old gay cowboy stuff.
Yeah, it's the same thing. They're all part of the lick butt community. But anyway, so yeah, I agree with you that there's problems with normalizing it and making it to where you're almost pushing people into, well, just like what's going on. If you are a straight white male, now you are part of the problem. And nobody wants to be part of the problem.
So that's right.
So they identify as things, or at least publicly identify as things, that are in the minority. Everybody wants to be part of the minority now.
Right. And yeah. if this conversation, if the wrong person hears this conversation, we would lose everything. I don't understand. We're not even allowed to talk about this. I'm not putting anybody down.
What do you mean lose everything?
You don't think that if the wrong person hears this, they will try to get us fired, try to do whatever they can to destroy our lives because we are having a conversation?
What are you going to take my fucking $60 microphone and my mixer I don't use?
You can take all my debt.
So this is Doug, and the views expressed here on Who's Right Podcast are those expressly written and consent by the NFL.
That is so going in.
That ought to save us. Put that at the front of the show. That's
I will. So the problem, I think, is that we're not even allowed to have these conversations if we don't toe the line, right? I don't think there's anything wrong with being transgender. It's not bad, but there's a difference between not normal. Just because something's not normal doesn't mean it's bad. I just like the word cis. I think the word cis is fucking retarded because cis means normal. There is a normal. I don't care what anybody says. There is a normal.
All right, yeah, so we agree. And I don't know if we want to keep talking about this. I think we've driven this into the ground. Hopefully you can edit this down and make it something that's worth listening to. But so with all that talk about what's norm and what's not norm, there's a new study out. It says, new study finds straight men in bromances often kiss and cuddle. So I wasn't even going to read this. I was just going to reference it. But this goes along the lines of exactly what you were talking about. When when people, young impressionable minds, read shit like this, they think this is normal. Like, so maybe maybe I should be fucking my best friend.
Right.
I don't know that that's true. But
all right. So I'm going to ask, if I ask 12 different people, hey, you ever kiss your buddy? And any of them say yes, then I can write an article like this. That's the problem. This is so fucked. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
A new study published in Sex Roles, a journal of research, asked a series of in-depth questions to 30 British undergrad sport students to try and discover what straight men really get up to with their best friends. Okay, fuckers. So you asked 30 people, right, in one group, right? So I could say, you know, I talked to 10 people that were in theater in my high school, and it turns out 100% of students in so-and-so county are gay.
In so-and-so county are gay.
All right. The results were surprising and suggested that when behind closed doors, heterosexual men don't let masculinity get in the way of forming close bonds.
Yeah, okay.
Participants suggested, for example, that a bromantic friend was someone who is literally there for you all the time. I'm okay with that. And yep, we'll always be there.
I'm in so far.
We'll be there to back you up if you need it.
I'm in so far. We're good.
I don't like the word bromance. I think it's fucking corny and stupid. But a bromance is between friends whose mutual support is perceived as limitless and unwavering.
All right.
All the participants said they have at least one relationship they would class as a bromance. Good. So when I stop talking, you interject.
I don't believe that you ask 30 people who play sports. Every single one of them say, yeah, I have a bromance. Okay. I don't believe that for a fucking minute.
No.
I mean, go ahead.
You can't argue with this. A bromance, if that's what you're going to coin the phrase, is between friends whose mutual support is perceived as limitless and unwavering. So
if you say that, then yeah, okay. But if you say, hey, you got a bromance, they're going to say no. That's my point. They're redefining words.
If I go to you and say, okay, here's the deal. The word bromance is... In this question, the word bromance means, do you have mutual support from Doug, and do you consider it limitless and unwavering?
Yes.
That's the question.
The problem is that...
Hold on. I'm getting to something. So by definition, then, you've made up a word, right? You've taken two words and made up a gay word, and then you've given it your own gay... You've given it a straight definition, right?
Yes. Yes.
So now your made up gay word, bromance. Any guy has a friend that they feel like they can lean on no matter what. So yeah. According to this stupid survey, you are now involved in a bromance. Right?
Okay.
Okay, so here's where it gets interesting. Even more interestingly, all but one of the men asked said that if they regularly engaged in non-sexual physical intimacy, such as kissing, cuddling, and spooning with their best friend. So you can't have it both ways. You can't say non-sexual physical intimacy, such as kissing, cuddling, and spooning.
All three of those things are sexual.
Right. So the same person, I'm guessing, that wrote this article will say that Donald Trump is a sexual predator because he forcibly kissed women without their consent.
Yeah.
Okay. You can't say in one sentence that if you kiss and cuddle and spoon with a guy, that it's non-sexual physical intimacy, right? And then turn around and say that they're a sexual predator because they kissed somebody without the pre-written consent of the NFL. I don't think that you can walk up and kiss somebody and just say, hey, that's non-sexual physical intimacy.
Hey, that's non-sexual.
I think it's sexual intimacy at its whatever.
How many people have you spooned with in your life?
I don't know. Like, let's see, you. I can tell you how many guys I've spooned with.
How many?
That would be zero. But right. For the record, if I was going to spoon with a guy, I would be the big spoon.
What?
I call it.
I can't argue with that. If you're any spoon, you're definitely the big spoon.
I'm going to run this fucking spoon drain. All right. I don't need to talk. That's the end of the article. of the men interviewed engaged in cuddling and spooning their bromances. Most had kissed their bromances, said White. They said things like, you can lie in bed with your bromance, have a cuddle, and just talk. No guy has ever said that.
Have a cuddle. Let's lay in bed and have a cuddle and just talk. No homo.
And then the picture that they use is like
two gay dudes.
It is right before that one guy jacks off on the other guy's chest.
Yeah. Yep.
And two guys sitting in their underwear laying in bed looking at the computer. All right. So, but that's like what you're talking about, right? So you put that out into the atmosphere of trying to normalize gay behavior. The homosexual act of homosexuals.
Yep. So, I don't know if this should bother me, but we took my daughter. I might have already told you this. We took my daughter to school for her first day of school, like finding all her classes and all that. She's in sixth grade, and there was a girl walking the halls. I saw her probably three times. She had a shirt on that said. It was a checklist. At the top, it said, the gay agenda. And then it said, Monday, be gay. Tuesday, be gay. And it went down all through the week. And in sixth grade. Now, I don't understand why that bothers me, because I don't think it's wrong to be gay. But doesn't that just seem strange?
I think it has something to do. So I think there are people confused and whatever. But I think it has something to do with people, like I said, wanting to be part of the minority. And if somebody comes out and says, I don't think it's right that man lay with man. Okay. That's your right I just don't care.
Yeah. And I don't think that. I don't think that at all.
But so if your kid comes to you and says, listen, I think I might be gay. Then okay. I still love you.
So here's my deal. If my daughter came to me now, she's 12, and said, I think I might be gay. I would say, okay. Okay, whatever. I'm going to let you run through this in your head. You know what I mean? I don't think that at 12 years old, you can decide that you're gay. I don't think that that's something that happens. I think that you're confused at 12 years old and you have no fucking clue what's going on. I was 12 once. I remember.
Yeah, I don't
know. To normalize it, I think it's a travesty. I think it's a bad thing for the future of our society.
I think that our show just keeps sliding more and more and more to a show that talks about transsexuals and gays, and every once in a while has a funny one-liner. Then
you say sliding, I say fucking full bore, man. I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know why.
Well, you seem very passionate about social justice shit.
Yes.
Like, to the point to where, I mean, it doesn't matter what we talk about, that's where it goes to. Whereas
right.
I'm upset about what's going on, but I also don't care what's going on. In that, I don't know, I don't want to record this because I don't want it in the show. So I want to wrap this up because I feel like we're not even being funny. We're just ranting about shit that's not funny.
Got it.
All right, bye, everybody.
All right, bye.